curse. An important consequence of the persecutions against witches in Europe was the redefining of the concept of curse, maleficium. The curse, that is the action properly directed to damaging people, animals or objects, was no longer intended as the involuntary manifestation of individuals that, due to an evil destiny being born or conceived in determined periods of the year, such as, for instance, Christmas Eve, could harm others, as in the case of the evil eye, but became a clear proof of the acquisition of diabolical powers obtained by means of a voluntary adhesion to the cult of Satan. In the areas that recorded the phenomenon of the witch hunts, practices such as the merca, attested in Abruzzo, which consisted in a ritual cut operated on babies born or conceived in a prohibited period of the year in order to mitigate the effects of their evil nature or the gift of pre-fate, were overruled by a more drastic form of elimination of curse and witches. The denunciation to the authorities for bad fame, the trials instructed without being notified of the accusation, the abuse of torture as an instrument to ascertain truth led inevitably to social marginalization. In light of what occurred in Europe during the age of the witch hunts, the curse has gained an original and specific meaning as opposed to other magical cultures diffused in different times and continents. The curse mainly took the shape of a consequence of a pact voluntarily stipulated in exchange for the complete subjection in body and soul between human beings not gifted with special knowledge or marked by an evil fate and the prince of evil, the devil of the Christian tradition.